What's going on, my friends? This is Dave Sharp. Welcome to another episode of Backyard Wake Up Legendary. Welcome to my backyard. Welcome to our family and community. We do this every day, as you know, rain, shine, holiday. If it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we're going to be live. So in just 4 months, Kelsey has discovered digital marketing and began her journey. She's getting some results, and this morning we're going to hear from her. So help me please welcome Kelsey to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. I'm fantastic. We had a little bit of a hectic holiday hosting basically 3 nights in a row, but my wife and I are surviving. You know, we're still standing. All the kids are still alive. And we're getting through it. How about yourself? How is your holiday?
Good, good. It was really chill.
Nice.
I don't have any kids myself, but my boyfriend does. So we had them their first week of their 2 week break. And then so we did like, it's like Christmas at the Princess and did all right. kinds of like kid fun stuff. And then now they're with their mother. And then we have just time with each other.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
Gotta love that. You know, I mean, oh yes. We've got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old in the house, and I'm telling you, it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job. So the beautiful thing is, which is why we're here, is that we want to be able to spend more time with family. We want to be able to, as much as they can exhaust us and wear us down, and you know, in-laws and extended family, they're like fish. They start to stink after 3 or 4 days. You got to kick them out, you know, if they come to visit. Kids, you can't get rid of, no. Right? They exhaust the hell out of you. But you can't get rid of them, though. You know what I mean? Can. You love them, you can. But ultimately, you want to spend more time with the people that you want to spend time with. That's your boyfriend, sounds like it, and your friends. And doing the things that you want. So tell us a little bit about how you found Legendary, why it interests you, and what are you looking to achieve with all of this?
So I touched a little bit in on like direct sales, but I was just like not great at it. And it used to frustrate me because I'm like, I see friends of mine that are killing it in direct sales. I was like, why can't I? And right. I stopped doing it like a year or two ago. And then I even tried to jump back in it and it just still wasn't. And I was doing like health supplements and right. I had even lost like weight and was like doing good. And
yeah, it just still posting the befores and afters and all that on your Facebook profile.
Yeah, it was on like Facebook and I would try. So I was like, okay, when TikTok came along, I was kind of late to the TikTok game, I guess. Like I just got in there like this summer. And so I was like, I can do this. I was like, I know I can work from home. I know it. So I was like, that's where this world is heading. I am a big shopper. It's kind of a problem, but I buy everything online. I do everything online. It's just how things are, convenience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I rarely go into a store. That's worse. And so it's just like, I was like, I know I can do this. And my boyfriend's older than I am. He's like 20 years my senior and he wants to retire early, but he got lucky and does really well in the corporate world. He's very high up in a marketing firm, not marketing, but in like consulting firms.
Okay.
So he wants to retire soon. So it's like, I want to have more money for us on top of his retirement. So we can go travel and go do and just do more. And I don't have to go.
And you can, so you can shop. You can continue to shop, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, but for real, like you want to have your own stream of income to add on. And so you can continue the lifestyle that you have now is kind of what I'm hearing.
Right.
Okay.
Nice. Exactly. And I knew, like I found Legendary on TikTok, actually from a girl named Kelsey. You've had her on here before, Kelsey Himsel. I love her.
Okay.
And I still keep in touch with her too.
Nice.
And she helped me. She still like helps guide me through sometimes and will make me feel better if I'm like, well, this isn't working. Why isn't working? because I felt like it was like, in my case, it was kind of taking a little bit extra time for it to like, to see more results that I was seeing other people have sooner.
Right.
But like in September, October, I had a death in the family. So I took some time off. So definitely keep that in consideration of like 3-4 weeks that I wasn't like on my game doing stuff.
Right.
But then after that, like, I just like put blinders on and I just started going crazy with it. Cause I just know it. I was like, I know this can work. I was like, I can't stop. You just do it. Cause if you stop, you're not going to make any money. But if you keep going, what if you did?
Yeah. So
what
do you
really, really well?
There's no what if. I mean, you can, and you see it every single day within this community. I think for me, one of the big things that I noticed, it was different in what we're doing compared to many MLMs that I had seen or been involved with, was it always seemed to be the same couple of leaders, the same people on stage are getting the recognition all the time, just telling you, prospect more, call more, do more three-way calls, make your list, get back in touch with those friends and family who said no.
Harass people.
and basically become a pro bowler in the NFL, right? The No Friends Left Club. And what I see with this is that we don't have any big egos, no massive superstars, even though there's been some millionaires and some people who have made, you know, just extraordinary money. We have a lot of people who are succeeding, making life-changing money. Maybe that's a few extra thousand a month. Maybe that's 10,000 a month, whatever. But what do you see that's different for those who have tried other things like MLM specifically in the past? What do you think or feel that is different and that gives you more of an edge with this versus that business model?
I think it, depends on what, what platform you use. Like with Facebook, you're reaching out to like your demographic, I think makes the difference. And like Facebook, you start with friends and family, things like that.
Yeah.
And Instagram too, with Instagram Reels, you can branch out more because they copy TikTok a lot, but I think it can be timing. I think it's effort and consistency. I think people, including myself, like quit too soon or lessen their effort too soon when they could be right around the corner from blowing up.
Well, there's a couple things that came up for me as you were answering my question. What I think that the challenge with business models like MLM is, yes, the first instinct is to go to Facebook. And that's just the 2021 version of making a list of your friends and family and physically calling them or showing up on their door, because all of your people on Facebook are your friends and family, right? So you're posting, and you know, you're like, hey, I just started a business. Your post gets 2 likes. You know, somebody says they just got a job and their post gets, you know, 200 likes. It's hard to get friends and family to not be skeptical of what you're doing, because a lot of times they know your dirty laundry. They know, you know, you can't put on a front. You can't like be like, oh, I'm a successful entrepreneur. Like, they know you. They know who you are. They know your story. People like to buy from people who they perceive as successful. And quite frankly, people would rather, even though they will not be honest about this, the numbers show that people would rather do business with people that they know, like, and trust, who they don't have a personal connection with and know all their dirty laundry, versus their friends.
Yeah, that's becomes like a type of conflict of interest.
It does. And also, because you know your friends and family's dirty laundry, you're skeptical. People are judgy. So
it adds negativity to it. It hatches it like very quickly.
And also your friends and family relationships become awkward because they start to avoid you, because every time they think that you're going to get together, you're going to be talking and trying to pitch them. And that's why I always say, and you are, right? Because you pitch, we pitch, if we're doing NLM, anybody within 3 feet. You know, I used to leave.
Yeah, it becomes awkward when you said, and like you're obligated in a sense.
Totally.
Uncomfortable.
Yes. You get a lot of pity sales. And if you do get support from friends and family, a lot of times, like let's say they sign up, they don't usually do anything. They just bought something as like a pity sale. The other challenge, and I always say this, okay, this is just a general business rule, whether you guys are just tuning in to listen to Legendary and get value and go and apply it to your business, whatever, but if your business relies on the support of friends and family, it will not succeed and it won't scale. Because it's, if you don't believe me, just go try it, which many of us have. You have to, and I think this is what you hit on with TikTok. What TikTok has done for a lot of people, and also learning how to run ads, YouTube's done the same thing, is it's allowed you to tap into a cold audience, a fresh audience who doesn't know all your dirty laundry, who doesn't know you. They just, what you get a chance to make a first impression. You get a chance to deliver value. You get a chance to say something that catches their interest without all of the additional judgment. And if you can build your business off of cold, like if you can tap into the big blue ocean instead of trying to build your business in your little tiny pond in your backyard, that's where businesses scale. What, Kelsey, do you agree with that? What comes up for you as I kind of lay that out the way that I just did?
Yeah, like I have 69,000 strangers on my page. That all they know is like what I show them. Like you said, they don't know me unless I answer some questions that they have and make them feel more comfortable or whatever. But they, like you said, they don't know anything. You're not bothering them. And they on TikTok, they come to you. I'm not reaching out right to anybody. Like I'm posting a video, that's how I'm reaching out. But I'm not like, hey, how are you? Like, hey, girl. Like none of that.
Right. And that's the worst. Like if your business model relies on you small talking and wasting time with small talk before, and then you got to come with the right hook with a friend or family member, God, that's a miserable business. And it just, for me, it used to make me feel like slimy, right? So in a sense, and everybody should write this down, you need to have a business to where you become the hunted rather than the hunter.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like you've done.
Information and me questions and all that. Like, and like, I'm not asking them one thing. I've even had people tell me, they're like, oh, you know, thanks for not bothering me. You didn't get back, or I didn't get back to you so soon, but I had talked to 300 or 500 people, no lies, since them. I didn't even remember. So it's like to them, they're like, oh, you're not spamming me. Like, I really like that. So yeah, it's really good.
And you seem like when you seem busy, like, and I'm just giving you guys straight talk. Like this is no BS on the show ever. This is always the real deal. Like when you seem, what marketing to a cold audience allows you to do is seem busier, right? And here's the other thing that people want to, they want to do business with people that are busy. So
they're busy for a reason.
You're busy for a reason. People want the people who are busy. People don't want to do business if they feel like you're sitting around waiting on them.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, think about it. Like, they got nothing else to do except, oh, no. Oh, my God. I got a message from Kelsey. Oh, I got to respond right away. Right. A lot of times, if you build up that audience, take a little bit of time to get back to them. You know what I mean? Like, or immediately respond, but then leave the message there for a half a day or a day or 24 hours. Like fellas,
it makes them want more and more and more.
It makes them want, and we don't get this. Like guys don't get this. Like women get it. The plain hard to get, you know what I mean? Like if you relate this to relationships,
yes.
The plain hard, us guys, we're just, you know, we're idiots. We get desperate. I'm so right. It's like, no, that's how guys act. You know what I mean? So we have to dial it back, especially if we've ever been, desperate in other business models, or if we've, that's why I say we got to relieve ourselves and let all of that desperate energy go. So you can, males, I'm speaking of your dominant energy, and also females, because men and women both have, alpha and beta, masculine and feminine energy. Okay. We have to remain in control. You know what I mean? We can't be out of control. And the thing that makes you attractive in business and marketing is the same thing that makes you attractive in relationships, right? Or when people are chasing mates, and that's somebody who doesn't need you.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that women have to be masculine. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm, and maybe that wasn't the right analogy. I'm trying to find the words, and I think I found them in just being, I want to plain speak this so people understand this. You'll get the most results when you don't need them to buy.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't need you. I want you.
You'll get the most results when you don't care if the person that you're chatting with on TikTok buys or not, because you've got thousands of other people.
Right. And it's so true. And that's how, right? Like, I am. I'm like, okay, this doesn't interest you. Okay. Bye. Have a great day.
Right. Okay. And if you relate that to personal relationships, right? who are the sexiest women? Who are the women that, if we're in a dating scenario, who are the women that guys go absolutely crazy over? Is it the woman who's knocking on the door, calling, texting all day long, right? And you can put that on men too. Who's the men that drive you crazy, right?
It's the one that turned up her nose at you and won't even look your direction.
Come on now. Let's just keep it real and stop.
Won't give you the time of day.
Won't even give you the time of day. Why? Because for males, we're hunters. We enjoy that chase.
It's and the thrill women, of the chase.
Yeah, and women also, I can't speak for you, but I think enjoy the mysterious man. The one who, it's why women have always gone for bad boys. The mysterious guy, the guy who's not always available. Like it's just a dynamic of human nature, and I'm not here to explain why it is, but this, you can be respectful and still mysterious and hard to get to. You can be kind. I'm not saying be arrogant. I'm not saying be, stick your nose up and like, be like, I don't need, like, just the beauty when you're working with a larger audience, like you are now, you do have it. You legitimately don't care if one person buys, because you've got 69,000 people who are seeing your content, plus more followers are adding on and following and seeing your content every day, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's exactly right.
This is like some plain. This is like some plain speak shit this morning.
That I like still need to reach out to that are reaching out to me. I don't care about. It's just on to the next one. But also, like, if they don't want that, then I don't want them. Like, if we don't have the same interest, then that's completely fine.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a great like principle for me in a lot of areas of life. Learning how to really surrender that fear of loss, that fear of missing out, that fear of losing a sale. I've had to really faith it till I make it. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's a different way for people to maybe understand this principle, because fake it till you make it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But faith it till you make it means that I'm going to just act as if I'm already successful. I'm going to act as if I'm already a million. I'm going to act as if I already have hundreds of thousands of people that want to do business with me every day, and I'm going to fake that until I make it. And I don't have to fake it until I'm, I don't have to act it, you know, I don't have to tell people I'm a million. I don't have to, you don't have to lie, but I can fake it till I make it because I know that's where I'm going to get to. So I can already begin acting like that and thinking like that and speaking with that same confidence. And when you do, when you faith it till you make it, now all of a sudden you can get in front of that camera and you can deliver value. Now all of a sudden you can get in front of that camera and you can speak with a bit more confidence. For you, how have you either dealt with, overcame any fears of being on camera or any other types of imposter syndrome?
Yeah, I was nervous to do TikToks. Okay, so when I was getting back into direct sales, I didn't know anything about TikTok, but I wanted to learn it. And TikTok is like a totally different platform than any other social media that we have today. So I wanted to learn it and the editing and just everything. I didn't know one thing. So I kind of did a shortcut and hired a mentorship, which was kind of pricey, but I'm sure there's cheaper and more and different ones out there today. And learned just all the ins and outs of TikTok and the editing that made me more comfortable and just doing it. Like, you just have to just do it. And you're the only person that know, like, is in your head thinking that you're not confident doing this or whatever. Like, those other people have no idea. They don't know that that's what you're thinking. They think, if anything, that you're the most confident person and they wish they could be like you.
Totally.
They have no idea. And I don't always feel so confident in my videos, but I started listening to a lot of like Gary Vee and like Eric Thomas, and they would just say, you have to just fall in love with the process of what you're doing. You have to figure out how to do that. Because one, like, the more you do, the better you're going to get. I have so many videos on my page. Like, I put out 5 to 10 a day. Yesterday, I think I put out like 9.
Wow.
And just, I repurpose and repurpose, and it doesn't matter. I just put it out because I'm like, you never know when the next one's going to blow up. And it doesn't matter how confident you were feeling at the time you videoed it. It doesn't matter. In that mentorship, he told me, he was like, you need to be posting like 6 or 8 times a day. You need to be posting more than you are. I don't care how much you're posting, post more. And everybody analyzes, and I overanalyze everything. And it's like, your songs that you attach to it, I think, do make the difference. Like, you go with the trendy ones. Hashtags, I tend to use a lot of the same hashtags. Some of the couple that you had on a couple of days ago, they were saying the same thing, like, use kind of the same hashtags. That seems to be working for me right now. And they're all just affiliated with what's in my videos. They're not random ones. I tend to throw some of the more popular ones in there, but those hashtags are so saturated that it's not really doing much. It's TikTok really wants to see how you imitate other people. Like, imitation is the highest form of flattery with TikTok. They want to see how you create this silly dance that's popular just this week. And they want to see what you do with this music. But I don't dance in one of my videos, and you won't see me dancing, but I'll use the sounds and I'll make it my own. I just post and post and post. The more you do, the more comfortable you'll feel. And now I don't even care. I don't care. I don't do all these crazy transitions. I don't edit all day long. Yeah. I do put out a big quantity of them and I repost a ton, but it has worked. Wow. And the shorter the video, the better.
Really?
And it, oh yeah. Cause like, you, with TikTok, you want like your watch time to be at its most. So the longer your videos are,
the less your watch time.
People's minds are going too fast, too much. Yeah. They want you, and they, with TikTok, they want you to watch the whole thing through.
And they want you to watch it over and over and over.
They're reading and they're gone and they're on to the next thing. You better just grab their attention.
But if the video is short, you got a good
mouth in them. Like, I'll keep that same music to them, or I'll just scratch that video for repurposing and not do it another time. Or when I'm repurposing it, and I repurpose like once a month, because I've had so many new followers. I've posted so much since then that nobody's noticing that I'm redoing so much stuff all the time.
Wow.
And each time I repost it, it does better. It is so much better.
Gold nuggets.
And
I'm
so petrified that TikTok is going to delete my profile. Like, it's done to a lot of people. So I started saving my content in Pintalk, which I don't know if you've ever heard of that. And it just, you can save any kind of anything off TikTok, like any video if you want, like just to save it. Cause you know, when you heart something, it like you heart so many and it just goes down, you'll lose it. So what I do is, so I'm really structured. So Monday and Tuesday, like today, I'm going to be filming quite a bit, and tomorrow filming quite a bit. And that'll set me up for my whole week. And I'll go through old videos of mine and just see how the video, how the views were before, but it almost doesn't matter because you're just going to do better because you have more followers and you're getting more reach each day, whether you realize it or not. And then save those in SnapTik. And then that way, no matter what, like yesterday when I put out my 9 videos, while I was doing that, I went to the gym. I cleaned out my entire kitchen, went to Goodwill, took all the stuff there, came back, had dinner with my boyfriend, like had a whole day, and was just, everything was just, I put out a video an hour. It didn't matter.
Really?
And they all got 9,000 views, like each one, didn't matter.
Wow.
And I had people commenting to me, they're like, I'm kind of skeptical. I need you to, you know, give me a little pep talk. Can you talk to me? So I talked to her and she's like, I keep seeing all your videos and, you know, I'm thinking it's a sign. And I was like, it is. And it's like, the more they see your face and when they see, you're going to get more followers inevitably. And then when they go to your page and they're like, wow, she's got almost 70,000 followers. It almost verifies you in a way.
Yeah.
That builds like its own little bit of trust versus if you have like 500 followers, which I started from zero.
Right.
So you just post and post and post, and it doesn't matter. Like, have fun with it. Make it fun. Like, if you're funny, be funny. Like, I'm really funny, but I'm not going to be like, I don't use my voice as much yet on my videos, but I'm going to. But it's just find your little groove.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that you don't talk and use your voice much, and you're definitely not afraid to talk. So, you know, I'm going to be interested to see some tests when you do start talking more in your videos. When somebody goes through your funnel, can they see you talk? I mean, did you set up your landing page in your bridge page, and do you have a video on your bridge page where they can hear more from you?
Say that again. Sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you have a video on your bridge page that makes it so they can hear you?
I don't.
This might be why. Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now?
It's the same, but that's okay. I can hear you a bit.
Okay.
No, I don't have my voice on my page. I'm going to do a My Story on mine and pin it to the top and explain everything. Because I always have a lot of people and they're like, how, and they won't like go straight to like the link in your bio or whatever. It's like, what do you mean?
Right.
How do I do anything? Like, they just act like they don't know how to do anything. When I post so much and these people are like, how, I'm interested, I respond to all of them, which some people don't do, but I do, because also TikTok will push out more of your stuff. The more you comment back, more people comment, the more likes, it pushes out your stuff even more. And that's what you want. You want things to be just shoved in as many faces as you can get.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's funny that you talk about posting so much. You know, I'm also thinking about how the learn, do, teach concept, where you've been the student and now you're sitting here teaching us. And the way that you've been able to teach us so much on this show today is because you've done so much. You learned, you did, and now you're teaching. And so for those of you who want to get as knowledgeable and be able to speak about this stuff as confidently as Kelsey's done today, well, then you have to take as much action as she's taken. And so has that action that you've taken, all this action that you've taken in 4 months or so, has it hurt you? Are you bleeding? Did it in any way wound you? I just want to try to help people with the fear that they have of taking action. What is the best advice you can give them, or you would have gave yourself at the very beginning, about taking action so they can get through that initial month or two valley of despair and get to a place to where you're at, to where it's second nature. It feels good. Leads are flowing. You're making money. What would you tell people who are having a hard time getting started?
I think you just have to just do it. And I know everybody says that and it's easier said than done, but just set aside some time. That's why I do my stuff like Monday, Tuesday. That way when my week gets busy and things get in the way, because something you don't want to do, you'll put everything else in front of it to not do it. So if you just make sure you set aside time to do it and then just hit send, just do it. Because it doesn't matter what other people think, and other people are not thinking what you're thinking. They're not. They're just not. You yeah. think they're thinking a certain way, but it's not true. They're like, yeah. they're thinking the opposite, actually. And just the more that you do, and even if you think it's silly or stupid, like, be glad that it's silly or stupid. And just go. Yeah. Just be like, whatever. TikTok is so not serious. That is yeah. perfect. It's yeah. fun. You have to make it fun.
And you know what people are thinking? Them.
Just batch all your stuff. And then you'll have it and you'll feel so much better after you do it. I promise you. You're gonna be like, wow, I did that. It wasn't that bad. I pushed through it. And I'm so glad. And then yeah. once you get those interests and the leads and you start with the small commissions and you get to the bigger ones, you're gonna be like, it's because of that silly, stupid video that I was afraid to do. I didn't want to post for like a week. And that's the one that went viral.
Yeah. Yeah, the best, I think one of the best helpers with anxiety and fear is to remember that people are just as selfish as you are. So like in self-consumed. So, you know, what's the thing that you ask when you're watching something? You ask the same that I ask. What's in this for me? The people who are watching your videos are asking the same thing. They're not going, oh, look at her hair, her voice, her, oh, this, that, oh, they're not critiquing. They didn't get on TikTok or Instagram or social media to critique. They got on there.
But you just have to let them do that because honestly, they're having a
if they're not doing that, you're yeah, if that's them projecting their own self-hatred onto you. But ultimately, they're self-consumed. They're not judging. They're not, it's not, you know what? You can easily block people if they're nasty. They're only asking what's in this for me. And if you can deliver a laugh, a bit of value, catch their attention, you win. And that's what you've done.
And what's in it for them, in my opinion, is the opportunity to learn high income skills and change their situation, which is why they're watching my videos to the end in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, they're not watching it because of my hair or whatever, I don't think.
Right.
But they're curious.
And they what might. I love they might is like the holidays your hair. I mean, I don't know.
Because in analyzing all this in December, all my views went down. I was like,
really?
And it was because TikTok was pushing out more Christmas ads for people to buy stuff and doing like the year in review. What was your viral video in 2021? They were pushing out like more of those. So it was less content from smaller creators. So I was like, well, how do we like push past this? And I joined that. I can't beat them, join them. And I went and I did a couple of my big posts for the year and I pushed that out, but it wasn't even getting like that much attention. So I was like, it's Christmas, because Christmas. And then starting Christmas Eve or Christmas night, I was like, okay, people are going to be done with their presents and all their family stuff. They're going to be on their phone. They're going to be sitting on the couch with their family. They're going to be bored. They're going to be looking around post. So Christmas Eve, I probably posted 5 videos in the afternoon or Christmas Day. And then they got a lot of views, a lot of interest. Because also, keep in mind, it's coming up to New Year's and everybody's new year, new me. Here I am. What do you want to do with your finances? So let me talk to you. So it's like a prime opportunity right now with January coming up because everybody starts to do their self-reflection and what they're going to do different this year. And, you know, financially, especially. So use that to your advantage.
Right now, there's always a time, if you're a good marketer, that you can frame a time of the year as a good time to buy or get started with transformation or changing their life. But New Year's is, wow, like such a huge opportunity.
I'm really excited about it.
Like today, not like all the way, like you can always talk about How do you want next year to be different than the year before? You can always talk about any time throughout the year, finish the rest of this year strong, start the first of this year strong. How do you want to make 2022 different than 2021? You have to make a big change. Now's the time. See, there's always an opportunity to frame a month or a time of the year as a big opportunity if you're clever enough. But the first of the year, when people are in that sort of, I'm going to make a big change, I'm going to make a big decision, is like, if you guys are not going crazy right now, like nuts, ballistic, like screaming from the rooftops, like now's the time to get started and set yourself up for a big 2022. Like if you're not howling that message and making people laugh for that message and like just constantly reminding and staying in front of people with that message, like you're missing so much opportunity. I'm so glad you brought that up.
It's so true. Like take everything you just said and condense it down and turn it into a video. Everybody's looking to change everything the next year. They want better. They want different, but don't know how.
Yeah.
Show them. Tell them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So
it'll work.
Let me ask you. So, you know, of all the things that you've done in the past and ways you've got trained and opportunities you've seen, give us a little testimonial. Give us a little, like, what would you tell somebody who might be on the fence about going through our challenge, going through our training, becoming a part of our community? What's your experience been like?
I would tell them that if you are looking for a change and you are looking to better yourself and want to do more and have more financial freedom, which is the goal in life for everybody, I don't care who you talk to, you have to not think everything is a scam and take it in as an opportunity. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But what if it does? What if you like blow up like crazy and live your dreams? Like, what if you actually did?
Yeah.
Like, look, you, for example, you're the perfect example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that you've overcome to where you are right now.
Yeah.
I could do the same thing. I, you know, I'm working my way to try to do the same thing.
What would you say about the 15-day challenge? Small entry point financially, big, big value, a lot to learn. What would you say about somebody taking the plunge to at least give themselves a chance, go through the challenge, talk to an advisor, soak up every opportunity they can to learn, to get coached, to just soak up all of the value that they can get for that $7? What would you say to somebody who might be on the fence about that, who might be watching right now and is on the checkout page?
Actually, because I was considering, so I got to this in like August and I was like, I either want to go back to school and do something or I want to find a way to work from home. I really wanted to work from home. I didn't really want to go back to school, but I was like really highly considering it. So when I found the 15-day challenge, I took it. I literally started right away. I did that 15-day challenge in like 6 days. I made sure I had my funnel up by like day 15. It was kind of like a weird goal for not any real reason, but I just wanted to do it and prove to myself that I could, that it was different than direct sales. But I was like, why? Okay, if I'm going to take out loans and pay for school long time, it sounded awful. I really didn't want to do it. I was like, I want to work from home. And anything that I would be going to school for would not have anything to do with me working from home. It would be me going to a job, be going to work at a hospital, be going to, you know, do something like that. And it was like, I wanted that from like a money perspective years down the line when I would start making that money after school. Or I was like, I want to try this. You would invest. Like I did do the blueprints personally. But you'd invest in that, which is way cheaper than school will ever be. I don't care what school you're going to. That basically costs like, I don't know, like what does a class cost at a college? A class, a semester class, you know? And I've already made money and I've already learned so much along the way. And doing in the 15 days is a lot of information. It's overwhelming. But you could always, and I always tell people this, I'm like, you can rewatch those days, you could take notes, you can always refer back to them, everything. But you have, like, you have to see if that's what you really want to do, because the 15-day challenge is awesome. And all the extra information, tutorials, how-tos, everything in those are really helpful, especially if you need that help. Like I did, I needed that help, those tutorials. The only thing I did skip was the TikTok part. But other than that, only because I had got the knowledge before, but I paid for that knowledge too. But yeah, it was worth it. It sped up everything for me.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we are like so excited to watch your journey. I'm so hoping that you'll carve time in your life now that you have, you know, your time so structured, and you're also,
I know, playing, I'm nuts.
You're playing a lot though. You're shopping, you're playing, you're doing your things, you're living your life. And I love to see that. So please, here in a couple of months, come back, keep us posted on your journey. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with you this morning. And we're going to put up your TikTok handle so people can go and follow you and they can lift you up and they can support you and comment on your stuff. And that's what we do here at Legendary. That's how we can help each other. So thank you for your time today.
Whoever Happy is shy holidays. About posting, go on my page and copy all my videos.
Ah, there you go. There you go. All right, Kelsey. Well, we'll talk to you later. Okay. Tell your boyfriend we said hi. Happy holidays from our family to yours. And I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later. All right, my friends, another episode, another day, another Monday. And hey, just like I said a second ago, it is the end of the year. What are you going to do different right now, today, this second, what are you going to do now coming off of this show in this moment to change everything, to change 2022 from what it could be to what you want it to be? How are you going to take control? Maybe you need to invest in yourself. Maybe you need to, instead of worrying about everybody else and all the Christmas presents that you did or didn't buy, or the money that you may or may not spend going back to college, which is, I guarantee you, going to be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Maybe you need to take a couple of grand and put it into yourself and learn the high income skills that you need to give yourself a new career, a new path, a new passion, a new journey. It's amazing the return on investment we get from investing in ourselves. You hear it day after day. You see the testimonials. You hear people. Every single person has the same thing to say. I took the challenge. I went through the blueprints. I applied what I learned. And now this is what has happened. And we're not talking about 4 years. We're talking about 4 months. We're talking about 3 months. We're talking about 6 months. We're talking about a quarter to a half the way through 2022. Your life could be completely different. So are you going to sit on the fence? Are you going to watch another year pass by? This was 2021, even though it was a struggle for a lot of people, was the best year for a lot of digital marketers ever. I know it was one of the best for us, for me, ever. Why? Did I get lucky? No. Preparation met opportunity. And right now is the best time to get started online with a business, like selling information as an affiliate, creating your own course, coaching program, or event. Exactly what we teach here. Not selling products from China, not, you know, selling candles on Etsy, even though I'm not putting those businesses down, but selling information, doing affiliate marketing. This is the way of the future. Look at Airbnb. Look at Uber. All these business models are, they're the middleman. They're the marketing arm of the company, right? They don't own the cars. They don't own the hotels. Get in and up with the times and take action. Get your credit card out today and stop worrying about spending it on everybody else and swipe it for yourself. Spend something on you to invest in your future to make 2022 the way that you want it and the way that you deserve it. All right, get out of here and do that now. Make a commitment to yourself. And thanks again, Kelsey, for your wonderful, amazing advice and time. We'll see you guys back here for another episode tomorrow. Get out of here. Be legendary.